Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Councilman Boyd Marcing. We're going to talk all about International Days because it's time. It's time to get excited. It's time to get ready. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, when everything kicks off on Thursday, we're going to get into all of it right here. Councilman Marcing, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. This is good stuff. And once again, we're just glad to be able to get out and have some fun. Now, how long have you guys really been working on this International Days for this year? When did it all start, the preparation?
We start just as soon as International Days the year before. But we hit it hard in January, and we meet consistently from January all the way through July.
So you've been working on this since January, and we've got a lot of fun things that are happening. We lost a couple of things this year, but that was kind of to be expected, and we're just slowly trying to make this back into a fun event. It's still going to be a fun time, doesn't matter what it is. And it all starts Thursday night down at the Peace Gardens. Let's talk about Culture Connection on Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Culture Connection on Thursday, we'll have the band Shuffle coming in. They do a great job. But just opening ceremonies in general are going to be great. We're going to go over the Grand Marshal, just really open it up, recognize some great people in our community, and have a good time with that.
And so get down there, because that part of it starts at 6. So bring your chairs and get down there, and then Shuffle will take the stage at 7 o'clock, just like with all the other Culture Connections, right?
Yep.
And then also as part of that, we're going to have the 5K 2 will be there. What time does that 5K start?
As soon as the opening ceremonies are over, they're going to start that.
So they'll start the 5K. So that really kind of wraps up Thursday. And then we get started again early on Friday morning with the kids parade. And that's going to actually be a little different this year. It's going to be up by Mount Harmon. It's going to end at the park, if I'm correct. That's the plan for that.
And that's... it's going to be mostly the same as years past, so it'll be good. Just like years past, the kids love being in the parade. They love that opportunity, and so I think they're going to have a lot of fun.
So get out for that, and then everything really kicks off at the park, and that's an all-day thing. We'll have bands. We'll have a movie in the park, and Friday's movie is?
Raya.
Raya and the Last Dragon will be the movie Friday night. Great movie. A lot of fun. But don't stay out too late, because we're going to get started early again. If you got a golf, Saturday morning, they're starting, I believe, it's 8 o'clock out at the golf course, right?
Yeah, it's going to be, and they have a lot of people ready to golf, so it's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of people.
It's always a full tournament, and that golf tournament is a lot of fun. And then the granddaddy of them all, it kicks off, I believe, 10 o'clock is the parade on Main Street.
10 o'clock is the main parade. We are allowed to give out candy again, so we're excited about that. We got a lot of people interested, a lot of floats, and so it's going to be a big parade.
It'll be a big parade. Once again, just getting us back out there and having fun all the time. That's what International Days, getting back with your neighbors. That's what it's all about. So we'll be down there at the parade starting at 10, and then back up at the park for great music, great entertainment. And then there is another movie, I believe, on Saturday night, correct?
Yeah, we're going to have another movie. It's going to be Godzilla versus Kong. So that should be another good movie, and it'll be a lot of fun.
And plus music over in the park. And for those that may not know, let's talk for just a moment about the way that the park is going to be set up this year. The stage is going to be moved, isn't it?
Yeah. So we wanted to make sure we had a little more room. Just in times past, it gets crowded and gets a little crazy there in the park. So we've moved the music to 400 East, just down the street a little ways, to kind of give us a little more room, give the vendors a little more room, and have more seating for everybody to enjoy the music.
And this really, too, was all part of just kind of getting some space out and add some area so there's a little bit more movement and a little bit more area around, so people aren't really jammed in there as tightly as they have been in the past. That's really what this is about, isn't it?
Yeah, that, and we continue to have more and more vendors every year. We're still waiting to see how many we're going to have this year, but we continue to grow almost every year, and so we just need to have that extra space to be able to fit everybody.
And, you know, and I know that you guys have been really upset, and it was one of those things that you really wanted to make happen, but you're not going to be able to have a carnival this year. And it's because with the way that everything went, you just couldn't get a carnival booked at the time that you guys wanted to do it. And so you guys are working on that for the future and maybe changing things up a little bit. Is that what's going on right now?
Yeah, we weren't able to be able to get them to come this year. But next year, we're already in discussions to have a conversation with them and to have a contract to get them to come down.
And we'll get the carnival back next year and all that other good fun stuff. So just it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody just needs to get out there. And I'll let you give the last sales pitch here for just a moment. Why is it so important for everybody to get out and have fun at International Days?
Well, we've been cooped up for a long time, but it's time for us to be able to spend some good time, quality time with people we haven't been able to see, and it's good time for us as a community to be able to spend time together and just be proud of who we are and the community.
And I don't think I could have said it better myself. Councilman Marcing, thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking with us. And let's get out there and have some fun this weekend. We'll see you out there, all right?
We'll see you then.
All right, we've been speaking with Councilman Boyd Marcing all about International Days. That's going to kick off this Thursday night. Hey, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.